Nobody else on my team was a yucker. Didn't matter one way or the other, I guess. We were just a good team, period. After losing our first game to Wellpinit, we won 12 in a row. We just killed people, winning by double figures every time. We beat our arch rivals Davenport by 33. Townspeople were starting to compare us to the great Reardon teams of the past. People were starting to compare some of our players to great players of the past. Roger, our big man, was the new Joel Wetzel. Jeff, our point guard, was the new little Larry Saladay. James, our small forward, was the new Keith Scholes. But nobody talked about me that way. I guess it was hard to compare me to players from the past. I wasn't from the town, not originally, so I would always be an outsider. And no matter how good I was, I would always be an Indian. And some folks just found it difficult to compare an Indian to a white guy. It wasn't racism. Not exactly. It was, well, I don't know what it was. I was something different. Something new. I just hope that 20 years in the future, they'd be comparing some kid to me. Yeah, you see that kid shoot? He reminds me so much of Arnold Spirit. Maybe that will happen. I don't know. Can an Indian have a legacy in a white town? And should a teenager be worried about his frickin' legacy anyway? Jeez, I must be an egomaniac. Well, anyway, our record was 12 wins and one loss when we had our rematch with Wellpinit. They came to our gym. So I wasn't going to get burned at the stake. In fact, my white fans were going to cheer for me like I was some kind of crusading warrior. Jeez, I felt like one of those Indian scouts who led the U.S. Cavalry against other Indians. But that was okay, I guess. I wanted to win. I wanted revenge. I wasn't playing for the fans. I wasn't playing for the white people. I was playing to beat Rowdy. Yep, I wanted to embarrass my best friend. He turned into a stud on his team. He was only a freshman too, but he was averaging 25 points a game. I followed his progress in the sports section. He'd led the Wellpinit Redskins to a 13-0 record. They were the number one ranked small school in the state. Wellpinit had never been ranked that high, and it was all because of Rowdy. We were ranked number two. So our game was a big deal, especially for a small school battle. And most especially because I was a Spokane Indian playing against his old friends and enemies.